Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's July 10th regular Othello City Council meeting. I'd like to make note and introduce Jennifer Underwood Hansen, who is representing us tonight from Lukens and Annis. Roger and Kelly have been tied up with some business, and Jennifer is a municipal attorney. Do you want to maybe give a brief introduction, Jennifer?
Like the mayor said, I'm an attorney at Lukens and Annis. I've been attorney for about 13 years, and I've done a lot of municipal litigation. I've been with Lukens and Annis for about 4 years, and I'm happy to be here. It's my first time at City Hall, so thank you for having me here tonight.
We want to welcome you.
Thank you.
All right, so if you would all please rise for a short private invocation. Asking for blessing upon this city and the Othello City Council and for wisdom in the decisions we make. And now if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call. We have everyone, all our council members are present. So we'll move to item 1.5, citizen input. This is the segment of the Othello City Council meeting where any resident of the city has, or the area has, an opportunity to address the city council for up to 5 minutes for any subject that they desire. Is there anyone here who would like to address the city council tonight? Please raise your hand. Okay, seeing none. Move to the approval of our agenda, item 2. I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Second.
Okay. Mark and Angel, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Tonight's consent agenda, I entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda tonight.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Move to item 4, current business. 4.1, page freezer information, social media metadata backup software, and Rigo's with us tonight to let us know what this program and this software will do for the city.
Good evening, everyone. So a couple things I want to go over before that, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
I just wanted to give you an update on the project that we had listed for IT for this year. I just wanted to give a brief of where we're at. So the PC replacements that we were budgeted for, that's complete. Now everything in this building is under warranty, and we'll be able to take care of it if something was to happen. I just want to let you guys know that. So that's one thing that was done. Our phone, our VoIP upgrade, that's about 95% done. And the reason why I say 95% is because we still need two phones in the dispatch area that needs to be cut over. There's an issue with what's called the ring group in the phone system, and there's supposed to be a firmware upgrade later this month that will correct that. And then once that's complete, we will bring over those last two phones, and then we'll be completely done with that as well. The server infrastructure upgrade, we completed that. We migrated all of our virtual machines that were on an old system that were basically standalone hosts. I'm gonna make sure if you guys remember the diagram we showed you last time and stuff, how everything was separated. And if one server went down, we lost four servers and all that stuff. Now it's totally redundant. If one of the hosts were to fail, the servers will kick over to another host. Nobody would notice the difference. You guys would continue to work and all that stuff. So that is complete. The network upgrade phase one, which was the police side, we went through and we added two new, they're called Cisco Meraki switches. Those switches were really nice to put in place because they're more of user interface, graphical user interfaces, where it's easy for you to punch in a number and hit save, and it'll take it to the cloud. The cloud will send down the configuration to your switch and make the corrections that you want. The ones we had before in the past, there's all command codes and I know a lot about programming, but there's like 2,000 command codes for Cisco switches, so this makes it a lot easier for now into the future. So the last thing that we're in the process of doing is the exchange migration. Some of you guys might be having problems with your iPads or your iPhones or whatnot. The reason for that is because we were on an old server. It was called Exchange 2007, which is obsolete by now. Microsoft is not even giving out security patches for it. So what happens when we went from 2007 to 2010, it required a change on your guys' iPads and iPhones. So basically what we have to do is we have to make some corrections. So if you guys are having problems with your iPads for emails, please stop by and see me and we can get it fixed right away. Now I'm gonna let you know it's gonna happen again once we go from 2010 to the cloud. That's just the process that it takes. I'm already sitting on the cloud as well because I wanted to make sure that it was working for me before I put, you know, the important people on there. So I'll let you know when that change happens so you can come and see me as well. But as of right now, we do have 19 accounts that are on the cloud right now for our system. We have 9 pilot users, which I'm one, and there's 8 officers that are on there. And then we have 10 what is called disabled users. We just have that because, you know, I think here we have to keep email for like 2 years or so, just for record keeps, you know, that we have to do. So that's where we're at with our projects this year. I'm hoping to get those completed hopefully by the end of this month. So so back to Page Freezer. So Page Freezer, I came across, there's a state legislation that's out there. It's called the Washington Administrative Code, and it's a long list of numbers. I don't want to read them all to you guys, but it talks about the metadata requirements. And so with that, we're not in compliance with it. So so I was contacted by a company called Page Freezer, a really great company that does both our website and social media. It's hard to find companies that do both. There was 2 companies, and Page Freezer was one of them, and the other company was called Smarsh. Smarsh came out double the price of what Page Freezer was. So, we used to have a program called Social Safe that kind of did something similar to our social media site, but it didn't fit the requirements anymore. Smarsh bought them out and, you know, expanded their prices. So, so that's why we don't have anything right now that actually fills this requirement. So Page Freezer, they just came in under $9,000. I know it's not budgeted for this year, but they're willing to work with us to, you know, to say, give us, you know, a price at $4,500 to finish this coming year, and then we can budget it for next year if we wanted to. So Smarsh came in above $18,000. So, and they're not as good. They're in a bunch of legal battles right now because they weren't doing well retaining the metadata requirements for other companies. So so I guess I'm just here to present that to you guys. I did end up getting a statement of work issued out from Page Freezer that lists everything in here and what they do. I'm reading over the statement of work and, you know, contract and all that stuff. I haven't signed anything or anything like that. So I just want to get informational. I presented to Wade, and we can discuss it more. But I was hoping by next council meeting, I don't know how this all works when it comes to this kind of stuff, if we can make a decision on whether we want to proceed with Page Freezer or not, if that's possible.
Okay. Yeah, let us take that from here. So just hang on. Okay. Council, do you have questions for Regal?
Did we sign up for one before? Did we have a, were we
no
contract with somebody else?
No, so that's what I was mentioning. So the previous IT person that was here, he had what is called Social Safe. That, from my understanding of Social Safe, it was more of scraping the social media site in case somebody said profanity or something like that. It automatically caught it and deleted it. But that doesn't fill the metadata requirements. And for those that don't know what metadata is, think about back in the day where you had the library cabinets and stuff, and it has all those little cards in there. Same thing. It basically, what it does is it says, okay, on this date, this time, John Lawless deleted this, you know. So that way, if a citizen wanted to use public records and say, hey, I know this was on there, we can retrieve. It's like, yes, it was deleted. This is the reason why.
Okay.
So that's what basically what metadata is.
It's a more robust system.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this was a ransom item
in
the budget process.
Okay.
So this is in the budget? Oh, well, no, we don't even need a motion.
But it's not going to be the $9,000, it's going to be $4,500 for the rest of this year?
Yeah, it's going to be, so they said they can work with us if we didn't have it in the budget, or budget was running tight, that they can work with us for $4,500 for the rest of this year. And then we can do $4,500 up until this point again, and then, but I figured let's just do $4,500 to finish the year and just start $9,000 out front. Now, the nice thing about Page Freezer is that they're willing to give us, say, like a long-term contract, like say 4 years, at the price of $9,000, which would save us from any price increases that they, you know, say, okay, now the stock market's taking off and we're going to increase our prices. Well, if we have that 4-year contract, they can't raise the prices on us.
Good thinking.
So that's where.
So we just need to proceed? Consensus here?
Yep. Yes.
Very good. All right, Rico.
Cool. All right, well, thank you guys.
Yeah.
If you guys need help with your iPads or whatnot, I'm going to go and I'll reset your password to what was on that sticker. I've got a good memory, so I saw what it was.
Okay.
So, if you guys have any problems, just stop by and see me. So,
very good.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you, Rico. Item 4.2 is the amendment to the Varela and Associates Agreement and the Wastewater Facility Plan. Kurt?
Good evening, Council and Mayor. The amendment in front of you has been presented to the Public Works Committee on two occasions. This is that monumental task of kind of creating what your water system plan does, except for on the wastewater end. The city, I don't believe, has had a wastewater facility ever plan ever done at their current facility, and looking at all the changes and stuff. It's a comprehensive planning effort to address the decreasing availability of potable water, treated municipal and industrial wastewater, and it's going to be kind of a unique situation. Usually wastewater is referred to as wastewater because you're trying to get rid of it. Wastewater facility plans often look at those analysis of what's the easiest, cheapest way to get rid of this water. The difference here is that treated wastewater is an asset to areas of declining available water. So it's kind of an exciting step to go in there and look at it kind of from the other viewpoint of it being an asset. As I indicated, the city currently does not have a facility plan or a general sewer plan. This document will memorialize the current condition, the capacity of the existing treatment and collection systems. The initial phase of the wastewater planning includes efforts to evaluate the existing and future wastewater flows, loading, general discharge alternatives, and associated treatments for each alternative. The scope of work also includes identifying and planning facility improvements at the existing treatment lagoons to address existing ecology concerns, capacity, and interim improvements which may improve the treatment and or capacity until a final treatment alternative has been identified. So a paragraph means one of the initial steps is to go in there, look at the facility, and see if there are any, kind of kick the tires on there. Are there any easy, inexpensive things that we can do that would increase capacity considerably in case another industrial discharger like SVZ or somebody wanted to come in and utilize that? For example, adding aerators if we can. Cities also indicated headworks are a high priority, so if you look at the prioritization of the schedule, that's been identified as an upfront priority. Budget, page 2. There's some typos. I took the water system plan agenda and I was on my way out the door and I changed it to wastewater and I forgot it should say wastewater system plan. The budget is correct. However, this is going to be funded through an ecology funding. We applied for ecology funding the fall of 2016. The city received a package of $375,750. 50% of that was grant. The other 50% was a low interest loan at 0.7% with a loan term of 5 years. Again, staff and Public Works Committee has reviewed the amendment and recommend its approval.
Okay, so before I get in, Council, do you guys have any questions?
Just to be clear, when, as a committee member, we received this, and we did talk about it very quickly in one committee. We didn't have the second committee meeting. So it was just briefly highlighted what we were going to do. You gave us the deal to read over.
It gave you the amendment, yes.
Yeah, and to read over and stuff. And I think at that time, I asked in the committee if we're going to be doing something with the sewer lines, an evaluation of the sewer lines within the city and which ones needed to be addressed and what our future development was going to look like, what the increase of the sewer system was going to be in conjunction with this study that's being done on the system that handles it.
So the scope of work here does include doing hydraulic modeling, which we've almost completed as part of the efforts to look at other development. It does not include TVing or reviewing the actual physical conditions of the pipes yet.
Okay, that'll be in addition to this.
That'll be later, yes.
Later. Yep. Because won't Ecology want to know the delivery system to the
yes.
Sewer treatment plan?
Yeah, so you look at, there's kind of two documents. There's the wastewater facility plan, which kind of looks more at the treatment portions of it. And then the general sewer plan looks at the collection system. And you guys have had general sewer plans. You have looked at the collection system in the past. It's been, I want to say 20 years, but it has been looked at.
20 years ago?
Probably, and if it's PVC pipe, you know, that's pretty solid stuff.
We have a lot of older developments that have clay tile pipe and stuff.
And concrete, yeah.
Some of those have been, in some areas of the town, some of those are becoming an issue. We had one individual that had an issue with that that resulted in the city being, you know, claimed in a suit action. And some of those are backing up and causing, you know, problems for households. So, we need to address those issues as well.
Yeah, the general sewer effort would be working with the Public Works Department because they have TV'd and video recorded on several of those lines, so we'd want to make sure that the scope of work doesn't duplicate current efforts.
So this is a phase one, is that what I'm hearing, is that the wastewater treatment, the facility plan is step one, it's looking at the treatment end of it, and then the general sewer plan will look at the infrastructure, the delivery system?
Yeah, actually that's a great question. As we were articulating and getting into the details of this, I got to the point, I think I shared that with you, is we're gonna get into a big fork in the road, and regarding ASR reuse, and when you start looking at your infrastructure and wastewater and industrial, your non-pot utility you're starting, and water, it becomes pretty convoluted because we're going to be actually analyzing. The Ecology has said they would fund a pilot study to take municipal wastewater and turn it into potable water, which has not been done in the United States. So I think we need to get to that point where we decide which avenue we go down instead of looking at all the alternatives. We got to do a first cut flush of, is industrial going to play ball regarding industrial treatment? And not go in there and analyze what an industrial treatment plant looks like until we figure out that that's a feasible alternative.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I think if you go to page 4 of the agreement, because that was what I was to get at, is the scope, project 172-26, the first paragraph. The deliverable for this project will be a wastewater facility plan that meets the requirements of WAC 173-240. The conditions of Ecology and USDA rural development funding and provides the city a path to implement improvements to the wastewater and water management systems. This is just a continuation of what we've been working on for the last three and a half years. most recently the last 2.5 years with Farrell and Associates, and Department of Ecology gave the city a grant of the $369,000 to do this. Apparently, there was some talk of the funding on this, and maybe Spencer could answer that a little bit more. We're required to pay for it up front, and then they reimburse us, or do you?
Yeah, for the grant portion, we spend it all up front, and then we get the grant portion, we reimburse right after, and then the loan, we can set that up to the 5-year period, or that portion would be about $185,000.
So are we paying for that up front too and then getting reimbursed, or is that something?
Is that our match? That's a local match?
Oh, right, right. Yeah, we would have to pay for that, and so then we would be reimbursed for that piece also, because that maybe that problem goes up. Or because it's such a small amount in our sewer fund, we can take a look at the interest and see the money that we would save just by paying.
So approximately how much is our portion that we're actually going to spend on this as opposed to the grant and the low interest?
And it's consistent with the direction that we're all going. We know we need to solve water issues here in Othello, and we move down that point. This is just another step, and thanks to Kurt and Varela and Associates, they were able to convince the Department of Ecology that we needed the money to continue down this path, and they were able to do that. And the approval of tonight's amendment to their wastewater facility plan is all part of this process. I did have a question for Jennifer. Have you had a chance to review the contract?
I did review the contract, as did Kelly. And unfortunately, Kelly didn't realize that this is, you'll see at the top, it's attachment one to Exhibit K. And he believed that we didn't have a copy of Exhibit K. And I've since, Kurt's told me now that Exhibit K is the original agreement. And so I've reviewed this attachment one, as has Kelly, and didn't see that there were any issues, so long as the council is satisfied with the numbers and the scope of work and the committee as well. So I would recommend approving it, subject to Kelly satisfying himself that he has in fact reviewed and approved Exhibit K.
And is Exhibit K something that is already been approved by council and is standing?
That's my understanding.
Contract.
Okay, yeah.
That's my understanding. Yeah. But since he didn't realize that's what it was, I'd recommend approval subject to him satisfying himself that that's in fact what it is.
Okay.
Okay. Someone want to make that motion?
Second.
Any further discussion or questions for Kurt or Jennifer? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Kurt. But you're not done. So we move to item 4.3, 14th Avenue Improvement Project, payment application number 7.
Yeah, I think this is in your consent agenda too, so I apologize for that. This is kind of the final payment for the contract work on 14th Avenue. There was some striping they didn't get to last year because of the weather conditions. They came back and finished up. So that is what the pay estimate for. They do still have work, and those are change orders, the last two change orders, I think 15 and 16, that was approved by council for the street trees and conduit with a deadline of August 31st. I haven't heard of schedule on that, but I have been receiving material submittals from them for that work. So this is for the striping work that they did this spring and for a couple of the signs.
Okay. Entertain a motion to for payment on application number 7 for
yeah. One second.
Yep.
No, it's okay, Kurt. Terry, everything's satisfactory with the striping there? Doesn't look. Was the job done well?
Yeah. Yeah.
So no issues?
No, I think we still got a little bit of crosswalk to do down at CVHA, but I think when we do
Okay.
It was conflicting with their work at CDHA, so they agreed to it, so we removed it from the contract.
Okay. I just was wondering if...
Yeah, they did a really good job.
Okay, good. So we're not going to have to come back and address it later on? All right, good. Okay, now I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded. And seconded?
Yes.
Okay, any further discussion then? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, everyone. Let's move to item 4.4, a resolution supporting the EMS levy, the ambulance service from Othello Hospital District Number 3. And we have representatives tonight, Robert Carlson.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm Bob Carlson, and I'm on, actually, Chairman of the Othello Citizens for EMS. And the levy that we have right now is a six-year levy, and it expires this year. And what we're trying to do is keep an ambulance service in Othello. And what we're recommending is not changing anything, just renewing the six-year levy. And it still stay at 40 cents per thousand. And last time, the City Council made a resolution supporting the levy to keep an ambulance in Othello, and we're asking if they would do the same thing again for this six-year cycle. I don't know if you have any questions. I can try to answer them. I got Jim Lomax from the ambulance department and Connie Agenbrod, the CEO of the hospital. We can try to answer any questions you guys have, but we just like to get a resolution from the council supporting the ambulance levy.
Okay, council, anybody have any comments? Gina?
I was just going to ask, as a point, you know, in favor, I believe that, you know, having our ambulance service here in town is a huge deal, because if it did go to a private service, it would be long wait times before they could get here. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know if anybody would pick it up. It just loses too much money. I mean.
Yeah. I believe the last time it came through, they were talking about if it went to a private service, that was one of these that comes from a different town. Yeah, you have to wait for the ambulance to get here from another town. So I think
I remember that it was Moses Lake first. If Moses Lake was out, then it was Ephrata was the next place. I remember.
Yeah, so you're looking at half an hour to an hour wait before an ambulance can even get there. So
it could be Quincy, it could be
Warden, but still, even at that 15 minutes is, that's a long wait when you need an ambulance. So
and last time too, I mean, we tried to see if anybody else wanted to do it with the city or the police department. They didn't want to do it. The fire department didn't want to do it, and I talked to the fire department again. They still don't want to do it. There's nobody that wants to do it, but the hospital is willing to do it if the finances are there.
And we've got the equipment.
Yeah, the equipment's there. I mean, the equipment's there. But, I mean, it needs to be updated all the time. I mean, so some of the stuff's old.
Well, I'd like to mention the consequences. If this, it takes a 50% vote on the primary to make it, not a 60, 50.
Yeah,
the consequences is that if it doesn't pass, then we will, at the hospital, 1 year service at that time, will turn the keys over to anybody who wants them.
Yeah. The resolution of the hospital pass, it's in your packet there. We put in there that we would run it until August 1st of next year, and then hopefully somebody would give them some time to figure out what they want to do, but we can't continue losing money on it at the hospital.
No.
Other questions?
I just want to point out it's 40 cents per thousand assessed value within the ambulance
within service. Hospital district. Which is where the...
That 40 cents is not a new tax, because we've been paying that the last 6 years, so there's no increase in taxable rate. And I don't see any scenario in the city of Othello that we aren't going to need an ambulance now or in the future. So I would entertain a motion to adopt this draft resolution, provided to us by the EMS, Yes for EMS Committee.
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Yep. We're encouraging everyone to vote. Just, Othello is the new city of yes, so say yes to everything now. Yeah. Go ahead.
In order for the city to do this, they have to give equal time to the opposition. So you need to let the opposition.
Is there anyone present tonight who is opposed to this EMS levy? I'll give you up to 5 minutes to discuss your opposing views with the council. Is there anyone? Hearing none, we'll move to item 4.5, resolution to award bid of official newspaper. And Becky, you have the final answer.
Okay. On June 12th, we sent out for the official bids for the official newspaper. We do this yearly. This year, we only got one back, as you can see from the Sun Tribune. $8.65 per single column inch. It's a raise of 50 cents from last year. So, last year we spent about $13,005 on legal publications, not including advertisements. So, Sun Tribune is a local newspaper here in the town of Othello. So my recommendation is the council award the official newspaper bid to the Sun Tribune, since that's the only bid we got.
Okay, council, shall we do it?
I make a motion.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor of naming the Sun Tribune as the Othello's official newspaper, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Item 5, unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come up? Oh, yes, please.
I have an update, Mayor, on the painting of the C-33 airplane. I got an email waiting on when I got back today that from the company. They said they're going to should start on Friday if they get their equipment up and running like they've had problems. They would have started earlier, but they should start on Friday. So if you see somebody out there doing some stuff, they're there officially. So okay. Just want to let you guys know.
Thank you. Any other unfinished business to come before the council tonight?
How's the 4th of July deal go? Pretty good?
Good, yeah. There was a great fireworks show. There was a tremendous amount of participation publicly. The park was filled for the lip sync battle, which went really well. There was a lot of food vendors. I ate really well that day.
There were a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I got to say, my husband said he's never seen that many people in the park, and he's been here all his life. And we were looking from our house, you can see right down 9th to the park. And, you know, usually there's a few cars parked at the far end, kind of towards the park. But there were cars parked all the way to Main Street, and you couldn't find a parking spot. It was full.
Parade was excellent. The run was excellent. There was a soccer tournament. There was a skateboard tournament and the dedication to Dan Deaver. There was, of course, the lip sync battle. There was some entertainment and kids' games. Yes, Larry?
I'd like to make a little complaint about, and I like the 4th of July, but I don't like it a week before, and I don't like it a week after.
As far as fireworks, you mean?
Yep. I mean, these poor animals, I've talked to so many people that my dog still won't go outside. You know, I don't know if there's a resolution to the city that lets you continue before and after. There was fireworks up in our area that was bigger than what they did here in the park.
Actually, the ordinance reads that you get 3 days ahead of the 4th.
2 days ahead.
2 days.
2 days ahead from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then on the day of the 4th, you get 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And that's it.
Okay.
Anything outside of those hours, okay. As far as I'm concerned, I told people just, you know, call the police and have them come down and watch the sure. neighborhood, and they should be able to find the people that are setting them off.
I had one other situation talking to people on 7th Street from 7th headed toward the park, Heinz Park, they'd like speed bumps or something put in. They're complaining there that people going 40 to 50 miles an hour there all day long. And they either want to get it watched a little better, put speed bumps in. And I said, I would sure bring it up, you know.
Yeah, probably not speed bumps, but what we need is maybe further patrols, you know.
No, I understood that part. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other unfinished business for the council tonight? Well, Spencer has some new business.
Thank you, Mayor. As you know, we have a new city clerk. Along with that comes a couple of changes we need to make in finance. One of those is a change with the official signatures over at the bank. And so at the bank, I need to take Debbie's name off and add Becky's name. I was just talking to the bank today, and what they wanted was a conversation before the council and a brief memo written to the bank saying that this conversation happened and that everyone was in agreeance. So this is the conversation, and I assume everyone is in agreeance.
We're in agreement, I think.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay, with that.
Go ahead and proceed.
With that, I'll move forward.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any new business tonight?
About the trees right there in front of Taco Bell and AutoZone, I've had a couple complaints, a couple people walk up to me. Have they been pruned yet, Terry? They're kind of complaining they can't see when they're pulled, when they pull out.
Last time that we sent out any letter?
Every year, this discussion.
Yeah, we've had this discussion, so.
That's a Walmart thing, or Taco Bell.
Whoever owns that property.
We know somebody who took care of them once. It's just an ongoing discussion.
Did you just go up there and start cutting on them? Or did you talk to them? Yeah. Saying you're sorry, right? Oops, I'm sorry.
So we haven't sent any letters out to them saying that they need to get them trimmed out?
This is the first I've heard of it. I'll get code enforcement.
They should be notified every spring, every.
They're getting a little bit thick. It is getting harder.
Everybody else with their weeds, no different.
They always put up those little branches.
Yeah, well, those trees just need to grow more.
Yeah.
Get up higher.
Okay. We'll have further conversations about that. Anything else you guys have on new business? I just opened up, just before the council meeting, a packet from the city of DuPont, Washington, which I believe is in the Des Moines SeaTac area, isn't it? Somewhere in that neighborhood, or more south?
DuPont is south, sort of near, south of Tonga, near Fort Lewis.
Okay. Well, they're having the mayor's Nike courts cordially invite you to the Washington Mayor's Cup, and they're throwing down a gauntlet where they say, please assemble the best amateur team made up of residents of your city or those who work there to compete for the Mayor's Cup during DuPont's Hudson's Bay days. Our vision is that the inaugural statewide Mayor's Cup become a sanctioned WSGA amateur tournament. Wow, okay. So anyway, Low Gross wins a traveling trophy, so they're basically asking us if we want to put a, excuse me, if they want to put a team together, pass this around. It's August 18th, which I'm sure is a Saturday, and we would have to bring our A game, I'm sure, if, you know how politics is, they bring ringers, you know, and all their best of the best, and so, but if you guys are interested, I might consider going with you. It's $85 per person, includes breakfast buffet, 18 holes of golf, a cart, lunch, and prizes. So, make that announcement. We'll leave this with Becky, and if any of you are interested, you can get a hold of myself or Becky or Wade and let them know. you either like to golf, you have a team, you want to bring a team, you want to represent Othello. All right? And having... Okay, yes. On our agenda tonight, on 6.1, under new business, the TBD meeting is scheduled for Monday, August 7th at 6:15. There'll be a reminder sent to all of you via email and possibly, potentially even a phone call. Just, you'll be here 15 minutes early for that. That's by the TBD's bylaws. That's when we're required to meet. So, having no further business to come before tonight's meeting, I'll adjourn at 7:11 p.m.